Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from FIU. And today we're conducting a survey on our residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment-slash-condominium, manufactured, or a mobile home?
Single-family
home. All right, thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Own it, all right. Could you please tell me in what year your home was built?
It was about 12 years ago.
Around 12 years ago, all right. So, let's see the math. That would be 2024 minus 12. I think that's around 2012. So, let's check 2012. All right, thank you. So, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida for?
About that length of time.
I'm sorry?
About that length of time.
All right, so 12 years. Thank you. So have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? And the list goes, any tropical storms, any Category 1 hurricanes, Category 2 hurricanes, Category 3, 4, or 5 hurricanes?
We had one hurricane.
You had a Category 1 hurricane?
Yes.
All right. Do you happen to recall in what year that was, or what was the name of the hurricane?
I don't know.
Don't remember? All right, no worries. So have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
Yes, all right, thank you. So what do you think was the estimated damage in dollars?
It was insured and they repaired it. Probably
all right.
About $8,000.
$8,000. All right, thank you. So, could you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it like debris in the wind breaking your windows, or wind damaging your roof, or flooding, or something else?
It was damage to the roof.
Damage to the roof? All right, thank you. So, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, related tornado, or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Well, I didn't get that question. What?
It's for sure. So how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane or really a tornado or flooding hazards?
How vulnerable?
Yes.
Well, we live in Florida.
So do you feel extremely vulnerable?
We have hurricanes that come through here.
All right. So would that be extremely vulnerable then?
I don't know if it's extremely
so
vulnerable.
So somewhat yes. Vulnerable then? Somewhat? All right, thank you.
Somewhat.
All right, thank you. So if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters or something else?
No, my house defends itself.
All right. So, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
All right, thank you. Could you please select your top resources of information? And the list goes, internet sources, other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, or print media, friends, family, social media, or WhatsApp?
TV.
TV. Any other ones?
No.
No? All right. So, do you happen to listen to the radio?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So, on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Probably 4.
4. All right. Thank you. How many of these factors have impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Would you say loss of income or employment, property taxes, cost of housing, cost of insurance, transportation costs, cost of food and other essentials, cost of childcare, or would you say that none of the above have affected your hurricane preparedness?
Cost to the household.
Cost of housing. All right. Thank you. So, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
I don't know.
Don't know? All right, no worries. So when would you evacuate? Would you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued, so within 48 hours? If a hurricane warning is issued, so within 36 hours? If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours? If emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, or probably never?
I wouldn't vacate. I would stay here, watch for what happens.
All right, wouldn't evacuate. All right, thank you. So, if you needed to evacuate, though, where do you think you would go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible, if that's so, to another state, or would you still not leave under any circumstances?
I'd go to one of my relatives.
One of your relatives? All right, thank you. So, how many vehicles are available in your household?
How many vehicles?
Yes, correct.
Two.
Two? All right. Thank you. So, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I don't know.
I don't know. I pay it all year long. All right. Well, no worries. So, how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
I don't know.
All right.
What are you selling?
Oh, we're not selling anything at all, sir. This is just a survey.
Well, then I don't want to spend all night talking with you.
Oh,
sorry.
We're almost done. We're about 60% done with the survey, so we are almost done.